What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks can be heard on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and many other platforms. On today's episode, I will speak about our 2020 grads and how we're celebrating during this pandemic. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. On Saturday, May 23rd, 2020, we celebrated my daughter Brianna Washington's graduation from high school, from Seven Lakes High School. And of course, we're going through this pandemic, so none of the students were able to walk across the stage. But we decided to have a celebration for our daughter because we had to celebrate her great accomplishment. So we had a big parade passing in front of the house, a big car parade with all her family and friends. So while my wife was out having her take professional pictures, we went ahead and got everybody together at another location to line up for the parade. So when my daughter came home, we told her we were going to take some pictures outside in front of the gigantic sign with her name, also showing, you know, the school she graduated from. So when she came out, we went ahead and notified everybody that was ready for the parade to come on and pass through. Once they passed through, and my daughter saw the cars coming and the signs and the horns, she was like, "Hey, Dad, is that for us?" I was like, "No, this is for you." And she was so surprised. She was like, "Dad, I didn't know I knew that many people." And everybody was screaming and blowing their horns and everything. And she was so surprised, and it was such a blessing. And what I've learned and what she's learned is that even though we're going through a pandemic, people came out from locations that were far away from our home just to show her that they loved her. Everybody had their mask on. Everybody was driving their cars and screaming and blowing their horns. And she was waving and so excited. And like I said, I was hurt, and most of us were hurt, that our kids couldn't graduate on stage. But we have to figure out alternative ways to celebrate our kids. So, you know, I hope you all are finding some, you know, ways to celebrate your kids and show them how much you love them and show them how special they are. Because I really believe that 2020 class will be very, very special and very unique. So, Brianna, I love you very much. We love you very much. And I know you're going to be attending Texas State because, you know, she also has a love for animals, so wildlife biology is what she'll be studying. So I know you're going to be great at whatever you pursue and whatever your dreams are. And I just want to say that we love you and we're always here to support you. From Avery Speaks, I want to tell all the grads of 2020, congratulations on your graduations, and I wish you much continued success in pursuing all of your endeavors. And I know you're going to be a special group because you are unique, especially, you know, celebrating your graduations in this pandemic and not being able to walk across the stage. I'm sure you're going to fight hard to be even more successful in the future because of everything you've had to endure during this year of 2020. So again, from me to you, I would like to say congratulations and much continued success to you in all that you do. Thank you for joining me again on another episode of Avery Speaks. Remember, Avery Speaks can be heard on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many other platforms. And always remember, I am a family advocate and a best-selling author of 6 books, and autographed copies can be purchased at averywashington.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.